guilt and shame. Then the hand of Jesus touched me, and now
that was Joanne Burns, as you know. She's my singer that lives up way up in Delta, Colorado. We'll be together next month in July when I'm bringing the message at the prison there in Delta, prison facilities. Well, friends, this is the time of the broadcast that we always have a little, tell you a little bit about our ministry. As you know, we have two services this month coming up at the Jefferson County Prison. I have two marriages this month, and tonight we're coming back from down at Fremont. We should be in about 11 or 12 o'clock tonight. We usually get in late. Well, friends, if you have a prayer request, I want you to call me and tell me, or write it to me in a letter, and we'll put it on. Doesn't cost you anything. This is just because we believe that God hears and answers prayer, and you know He does. Well, here's the first people we want to pray for: is Howard Close, James and Susan Close, Betty Dibble, who has brain aneurysm, and Sister Medora Brooks, Betty and Wayne Christ, Morris Honkoop, Lonnie Royal and his mother, Mrs. Wade and Brother John McCoy, Burns Trucking Company and Delta, the New Grace Quartet, Reverend Joe Simpson and Leah, Bill and Marie Adelung. Bill called me from Mexico last week. She has up days and she has down days. Pray that God's will be done in her life and God will help her not to suffer. Pray for Tex Freeman and his family and his business, and pray for his prison ministry, and pray for Ken Jackson and his wife, and Dr. Dean Burke, W.G. Moe Construction Company, Sam Walsborn, Linda and Alan Roth, Reverend Cox, Elfin Don Hall, Wilma Wells, Rocky Schaefer and his business and his family. Pray for his son Carl. Pray for Arthur Olson, Reverend Milton Hawes and his wife Lou. They're in a rest home in Texas. And pray for my dear sister Betty Muslin. And pray for my nephew Gary Muslin. He bought a big fishing boat and he's going into commercial fishing, and I hope he does well. Pray for Donovan Crow. He was the inmate I led to Christ before they shipped him back east. I heard from him the other day. He still needs our prayers. Pray for Winna Rushing, and pray for Greg Moe, Julia Pitt, Sharon Moxley, and Kurt Moe. Pray for Mabel Galian, and Ruby Muck, and Dorothy Brown, and George Bender, Bertie Hunt, and my dear sweet mother-in-law, Myrtle Carter, and Belinda Hansberry and her family. Pray for Dr. Judah Sunke, and pray for my health that will hold up and give me the strength to do all these things I've got to do this month. And pray for Benny Finnerty. He's waiting for a lung transplant. And also pray for Gene's operation. I don't know if it'll be this month or the first of next month. It's a serious operation, so really hold on your prayers. Pray for Pam and Tyler Tibbet. She has cancer. We met them in Mexico. And pray for Dr. Granger. She's a doctor, a cancer doctor in Venezuela. Pray for Dawn Hutchison. She's in Alaska. She has brain cancer. And pray for her son, who has real bad allergies. Pray for Mr. and Mrs. Shoup in Burlington, Washington. And pray for Rick and Christine Johnson. And friends, pray for my wife that God will help her sell real estate. You know, this is a real estate market's the stupidest market I ever saw. One day you're eating turkey, next day eating your feathers. But she hasn't had a sale since she got back because they don't advertise. Their company she works with does not advertise it. If you don't advertise in the paper, people are not going to call you. But they don't seem to understand that. Well, anyway, please pray for all these requests and pray that our health will hold out, that we can do these jobs. Friends, I really appreciate you who pray for us, and we have lots of wonderful prayer warriors. Believe me, we do. And tonight I'm going to pray a couple of organ songs from a real good friend of ours in Bellingham, Washington, Dorothy Benner, and her husband Ted has been dear friends of ours for many, many years. He had an airplane, and we used to fly all over the country and try to get alcoholics saved and preaching services. And Dorothy used to play for me in revival on the piano and organ, also on the rescue mission. And I want you to put them on your prayer request. You know, they're getting up there. Of course, Ted won't admit it, but he's getting up there, too. He had an open heart surgery quite a few years ago. Seemed to be doing real good, but they'd appreciate your prayers, I'll tell you. Well, friends, you know, again, I don't know how to tell you how much I appreciate the times that you people put in praying for us, my ministry. Without it, we'd be in a whole lot of trouble, believe me. So keep it up. I love you for it.
There's a place of dazzling beauty no human eye has ever seen, with gates of pearl and streets paved with gold. It's a land of milk and honey. Oh, it's more than just a dream. It's a land of life beyond the crystal sea. It's a land of life where living is forever, where the sting of death proclaims no victory. We are nothing more than just a passing shadow, till we reach the land of living beyond the crystal sea. The sun is nothing but a legend in this paradise of dreams. The lamb will be the only light we need. Its soothing walls of jasper, just a passing shadow, till we reach the land of living beyond the crystal sea. Till we reach the land of living
Of course, you know that's my wonderful New Grace Quartet. We've been together for 15 years, and I tell you, we've seen hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of men and women saved in both the women's prison and the men's prison throughout the state. Well, now listen, I told you I had Dorothy send me a tape, and oh, she's a perfectionist, and she was nervous and all this. But here is the tape that she sent me, and I appreciate it. I wanted her to go down to a studio down there, but, you know. Anyway, let's listen to what Dorothy's got to say on the organ. You know, friends, I can remember way back when, my, I don't know how many years ago, back in 1960-something. And we'd have revivals and go to mission, and I can remember one thing. Dorothy always knew what to play and when to play it. And it was always spiritual. Always touched my heart. And tonight, let me ask you, if this is a beautiful invitation, if you've never trusted Christ tonight, would you do it? Would you ask Him to come into your heart and save you? Oh, listen, you'll never regret it. And I want you to pray for Dorothy and Ted, that God will bless them. And I hope that we can get back there again someday. We've had some, only been back there 3 or 4 times, but we always enjoyed it. Thank you, Dorothy. I tell you, that sure brings back some memories to my old heart, I'll tell you for sure. Now, let's listen to a song written by Bill Adelung. As you know, Bill and his wife are down in Mexico, and she's not very well. She was given up to die before they ever went down there, but she's really not good. But Bill's a man that puts his money where his mouth is. And Bill wrote this song, The Things That I Gave Away. And believe me, it's a very, very good song. And it has a powerful meaning to it. You listen now.
Standing all alone before you on the throne, on the grand. Thank you.
I tell you, we really miss Bill and Marie, and, you know, we have our Friday meeting down at the Black Eyed Pea every Friday, and him and Tex and Ken Jackson, I've been doing this for years, and we really miss him, and he misses being in prison, believe you thou me. Well, listen, I better give you my mailing address. It's Mo Evangelistic Association, 9621 South Burberry Lane. That's B-U-R-B-E-R-R-Y, Burberry Lane, Highlands Ranch, 80129. If any, now, you know, all gifts that's given to this ministry is tax deductible because we are a nonprofit organization, legitimate and legal. And you know that the most important thing that I have going is our prison ministry and our radio broadcast. Plus, I send out 40 tapes all over the United States and part out of the states, tape ministry for lost people and for Christians. So we don't beg, and we never ask our senior citizens who live on Social Security to do anything but pray. That's all we ever ask of them. Now, let's listen quickly to another one of my singers and songwriters, and she goes to meet the rescue mission, and that is Winna Rushing. This is one of her songs.
In my mind, the battle was raging. It was the war of all ages, of the good and the evil within. But I didn't know then if I would just open the door to my heart. He'd come on in, and he'd make a brand new day. He'd chase all my doubts away. That man from Galilee calmed the storm. Tuesday pages of the sad.
friends, for the past hour, your host has been Evangelist Cecil Moe, and I want to thank you so much for listening. Thank you for your prayer support. Thank you for the letters that you send in. You know, dear friends, I wouldn't trade my radio listening audience for anybody. We've been together now, for a lot of us, for 27 years I've been on this broadcast, and I've enjoyed it. Well, friends, be sure and pray for all these prayer requests that I've given you, and if you have any, be sure to let me know. And until this time next Sunday night, I want you to be good to your neighbor, stay sweet, and keep looking up, for this wonderful, wonderful Jesus is coming soon. Good night, and may God bless you real, real good.